The readings today are all about plants, flowers, seeds, growing things, and our Lord's comparing that to the church and to our spiritual life. And this is a parable and something that the people in the days of Jesus could relate to because they did a lot of growing and farming and whatnot. We don't do that as much these days. Here around the friary, we're doing a lot of planting and putting grass seed and digging up things. And so, you know, it's on my mind, it's on the friar's mind. So it's a nice parable, but I don't know about you, if you do a lot of gardening, and it would be helpful if you knew this parable and how it relates to gardening. But certainly we can all understand what he's talking about. He's talking about the kingdom of God and this little mustard seed that grows, the little mustard seed that grows from the tiniest seed to a sprout and branches and into a large bush, to describe the kingdom of God. When you think of the kingdom of God, you should think of two things. The kingdom of God being the church, the exterior growth of the church throughout the world, from the beginnings, from Jesus to his apostles, to his disciples, to the early church, to the explosion of the church after the reign of Constantine, who made it his state religion, and then it spread throughout the whole Roman Empire and spread throughout the whole world. And it was only one religion till the 1500s. So it really spread exteriorly, and that was a great thing, a good thing. And it, you know, we need the exterior growth of the church, which helps us to nourish our own spiritual life, the interior life. And that's the second thing, the kingdom of God inside of us, in our soul. We need both the exterior and the interior. As Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. It's also without us too. It's the church. We need the exterior church. We need this church to pray in that helps us. It helps us to nourish our spiritual life, and the numbers of the church, and when the state fosters the church, that helps our spiritual life, helps us to be good and holy, and to save our souls. And so the church grew from small to very large, but it was a gradual thing. It didn't happen overnight. Jesus didn't snap his finger and everybody was Catholic. It happened overnight, and it was the intention of God was for it to grow and to become stronger and stronger and more developed and more understood throughout the church. And the church is continuing to develop even today till the end of the world, to become more and more better understood and better lived. And so we have to understand the way God works. He works in this gradual way, usually. You know, we see the great conversions of St. Paul and Alphonse Ratisbon in more modern days, and other conversions and other things that happen sometimes miraculously with a snap of the finger. But most usually God works in the world in a very gradual way, like a plant, like a seed that grows, and we don't even see it happening. Because that helps us to nourish our faith, to know that God is working, it's not me. I don't just plant the seed, water it, and it happens instantaneously, and I can say, I did it. But we plant the seed, and we water it, and we say, well, is it going to grow? Is it going to grow the way I want it to? You know, I have to pray for that to happen. I have to plant the good seed and plant the good soil, and leave the rest up to God. It's the same thing in our spiritual life. We don't become saints overnight. We have to have the good soil. We have to be this like this little mustard seed. You ever see a mustard seed? It's a little tiny round thing. Just a little bit bigger than a grain of sand. And that's a good image of your soul and my soul. You're a little small seed, and you always will be. Even if you grow into a big bush, you're still that little seed, and even the little seed comes from God. That's why that helps us to stay humble and to give all the glory to God. And the more we are this little seed and we never lose sight and understanding of this truth about ourselves, then the more God can make it grow. If we think that we have done everything, then it will be stunted. It'll be a dwarf plant. It won't grow and it won't become healthy. It won't bear much fruit. The more we are a little seed, the more it will grow big and strong and tall. So we need to be that little seed, and then watch it grow. And again, it doesn't happen overnight. We don't just say, "I want to be humble. I want to be full of love and charity and to forgive and to do all these virtuous things and to be a martyr." And snap, it happens. It doesn't happen like that. It happens, grows slowly. We have to pray. We have to spend a lot of time in adoration and meditation and reflection and learn from our mistakes and keep praying incessantly, unceasingly, with perseverance, and we'll see it gradually grow, and we wake up tomorrow and we got a virtue. It's a surprise to us sometimes. Oh, I can forgive today. I wasn't able to do it yesterday. Or we'll go to confession and we've committed the same sins over and over for many times. We go to confession one day with this true sorrow. We pop out of confession and it's gone. The temptation's gone or reduced so greatly that we can conquer it. It's all God's work. We don't become virtuous and saints on our own. It's through the grace of God. It's through our cooperation, of course. And we can stunt the growth. We can stunt our spiritual growth. We can stunt the growth of the church, too, by not contributing to it, not evangelizing, not spreading the faith. We can stunt the growth of the exterior church. We can also stunt our own spiritual growth and our internal tree, we can stunt it by occasions of sin, by committing sin, and by not doing anything about it, by not going to confession, by not praying very much, or by not wanting to be holy, not wanting to be a saint, not having goals, great goals of sanctity, by not having strong desires for the will of God, by being caught up in the things of the world and not relinquishing sinful pleasures or just attachments to the entertainments of the world that keep us from praying and doing our religious duties and practicing charity and nourishing our spiritual life. We can stunt our own growth in these ways. But if we get rid of all that stuff and we open the floodgates to grace and to God's working in our life and keep listening and praying and asking and seeking for holiness, then we have that good soil. We have that humility. And if we entrust everything to Our Lady, because she's the great gardener, she's the best gardener of our soul, we have to entrust our entire spiritual life to Our Lady, asking her to inspire us, to put holy thoughts in our mind, to strengthen our desires, to help us to get rid of the occasions of sin, to break away from sin and slavery that we might have in our life, to turn everything over to Our Lady, and we'll see our life, our plant grow quickly, grow more quickly, more strongly. And again, it happens in a gradual way where it requires faith. It requires also a patience. We need to be patient with ourselves. And this understanding that things happen in a gradual way helps us not to be discouraged, because when we want to be good, we want to overcome sins, and they don't happen right away, we get discouraged. But if we realize that it's a gradual thing, we get stronger and stronger as we pray, as we go to confession regularly, as we get rid one after another all the entanglements of the world and occasions of sin, we grow in a gradual way, in a steady way, and with perseverance. And this is our Christian life, to continue to persevere and to be like that mustard seed that grows into a big bush that the birds can nest those holy thoughts and those holy souls that we help to save by our holy life. So this is the image that Jesus gives to us, this parable of the mustard seed, and let us use it to nourish our own spiritual life, to nourish our humility, our littleness, that we are always that little mustard seed that God has given to us, and we have to make it grow. We need to water it, we need to pray, we need to give it the good soil, and we need to depend on God and to persevere, and then when we see the great plant, the glory that God has done in our life and around us, we give all the glory to God. We thank him for the growth that he's given to us, and we ask him to protect it. We ask Our Lady to protect it and nourish it and help us not to ruin it and destroy it through our pride.
Fructum ventris tuum.